The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. Welcome. Welcome, everybody. Hope that you're well. And I'm happy to be practicing with you all. So to begin our meditation, just arriving this moment, arriving to this constellation of experiences. Feeling into the body, what is it like to be here and now at this moment? I like this expression, to sit and know you're sitting. To sit with some balance, some ease, some alertness, some uprightness. Maybe checking in with the body and see if there are any obvious places of tightness or a little bit of discomfort. Can we gaze upon them kindly with our mindfulness? It might be that if we bring some kindness, some warmth, some non-aversion to those aspects of our experience that are uncomfortable, they might unfold differently under the gaze of kindness. No guarantees. This is such a part of mindfulness practice, is bringing our awareness to whatever is arising, including the uncomfortable aspects. Allowing the awareness to rest on the sensations of breathing. Feeling the expansion, contraction as the body breathes. We might feel that in the chest, maybe in the belly. Maybe we feel the air going in and out of the nose. And when the mind wanders, as it's wont to do, we just very simply, gently begin again. Allowing the attention to rest on the sensations of breathing. And when we find ourselves replaying a story lost in a fantasy or a memory or planning, we just very simply begin again with the sensations of breathing. Can we do this without annoyance or irritation or exasperation when we realize that we've been lost in thought? Just very simply, gently begin again. It doesn't matter how many times we need to begin again. So much of what mindfulness practice is about. It's just beginning again, having the patience to hang in there. Allow the awareness, the attention to come back to the sensations of breathing however many times it needs to. What would it be like to bring patience to our practice, recognizing that it takes time for the mind to settle? Maybe you've had a busy day, lots of planning, lots of decisions or problems to work with. Can we just bring patience? This recognition that things might be a little bit uncomfortable, we're not settled, but that's okay. We just begin again. learning to be patient with our practice, in our practice, with our minds. It's a way that we can make room for them to be the way that they are. Sometimes our minds are busy, restless. Sometimes they may be drowsy or foggy. But many of us who have a meditation practice know if we just exercise a little bit of patience and very gently begin again with the sensations of breathing, and the mind settles. So how might we bring this lesson of patience to other areas of our life so that our practice can support us and those we come in contact with, so that our practice is for the benefit of all beings, everywhere?